Mamas and the Papas, I saw her again. It's 9 o'clock at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and finally this morning, this is, be happy. Was this the, this was the New York subway story. I don't know if you heard about this. Be happy you don't take public transportation in New York. This is kind of drastic sounding. The MTA is trying to crack down on fare evasion. In other words, people who skip paying to get on the subway. In New York City, they're using spikes on the turnstile handrails. So when you go to turn it manually, spikes come out. And they go through your hand. Doesn't that sound kind of drastic? Glad you're not riding the subway in New York, right? I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early, or dark and early, and cold and early. Coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus and the Wax Museum straight ahead, 9:01. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, for Sync and Ocean.
I'm Stacey Lynn at the U.S. Capitol, where we are just hours away from the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. He'll take the oath of office from inside the rotunda around noon today Eastern Time. Because the cold weather forced events indoors, thousands of his supporters will watch from Capitol One Arena, where Trump held a rally last night.
What a good feeling. We like winning, don't we?
After he's sworn in, he plans to sign around 200 executive orders, ranging from diversity hiring programs to oil drilling and immigration. CBS's Ed O'Keefe with more on that.
He's promised it'll dominate the early hours and days of his second term. Most urgently, Immigration and Customs Enforcement is expected to carry out operations in the coming days to round up and deport undocumented immigrants deemed public safety or national security threats.
The president-elect has also made some pardon promises. He says releasing what he called the January 6 hostages is a top priority. Kim Whaley's the author of Pardon Power. She says symbolically, it would be really powerful.
To be taking the reins of the executive branch, which whose job it is to faithfully execute the law, and then pardon people who engaged in a riot to prevent, through violence, the peaceful transfer of power.
I'm Stacey Lynn at the Capitol. Now with more CBS News, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
We've just learned the president-elect is expected to designate several cartels as foreign terrorist organizations through executive action today. President Biden used his last hours in office to issue pardons to Dr. Anthony Fauci, former Joint Chiefs Chair Mark Milley, and lawmakers on the January 6th committee to protect them from future prosecution. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
Generally, the president has far-reaching pardon power, so it makes sense that Biden would do this even at the last minute.
The inauguration is taking place on a bitterly cold day in Washington, D.C. It's 25 degrees there right now. That's why Mr. Trump will be sworn in the Capitol Rotunda. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano.
This inauguration was wise to move it indoors for sure. Wind chills will easily be in the single digits, which they are right now, and that cold air drags down to the south in places like Atlanta, like Mobile.
Three freed Israeli hostages woke up at a hospital in Tel Aviv after tearful reunions with loved ones. 90 Palestinians released from Israeli prisons are up against harsh conditions back in Gaza. The BBC's Mike Thompson.
The UN has estimated that more than 90% of the population are struggling to feed themselves. Most are displaced and lack fuel, medicines, and clean drinking water.
No action on Wall Street. This is a federal holiday. It's also CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. The cold weather advisory warns of dangerous wind chills reaching 30 below. Warming centers are open. Garbage collection in Racine will be delayed tomorrow. And dangerously cold temperatures are expected to last through Wednesday. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine County saw a 3.5% decline in home sales in December, while other regional counties saw increases. Realtors attribute the current housing challenges to higher interest rates, fewer sellers, and limited new home construction. A 29-year-old Racine woman was quickly arrested after making a bomb threat at the Racine County Jail Friday. A Kenosha County bomb squad investigated and confirmed no explosive device was present. A Kenosha teen was freed Friday after a judge dismissed sexual assault charges in a case that gained attention. It's unique in that the judge dismissed it after a jury said guilty. The dismissal came after jurors raised concerns about the original trial's deliberations and new evidence that emerged. And the Raymond School Board is considering a $2.25 million referendum to address staffing and district needs. It comes after voters previously rejected a larger funding request in November. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks extend their winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks with another decisive win at home, 123-109 over the 76ers. Giannis Antetokounmpo led with 35 points, but he pointed out that Philadelphia was shorthanded. No Paul George, Kyle Lowry, Joel Embiid, all out with injuries for the 76ers.
I got to give them credit. You know, they played hard. You know, they didn't have their main guys, so the guys that came in played extremely hard, played together, they made shots. You know, they did all the right things to have the game that they had tonight.
So the Bucks have now won four in a row. They play the Pelicans in New Orleans on Wednesday. College hoops. Wisconsin with a West Coast win over the weekend, 84-69 over USC. The Trojans did score 13 unanswered points.
Defensively, to be able to catch ourselves after that first 5 to 7 minutes when they made a run back at us. And I think this the moxie of the group, they didn't panic. I think that's what makes this team really, really good.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy today, our high right around 6 above, but that wind chill will be pushing minus 15 to minus 25 here for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, some flurries down to 9 below with a wind chill to minus 30. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 3 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
WRJN.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel. Baggage gone. Oh, well, come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah, well, I'm flying. Fussing and you're fighting, won't you get me to the
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. Tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. My thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
American woman, said get away. American woman, listen to what I say. Don't come hanging around my door. Don't want to see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Colored lights can hypnotize, sparkle someone else's eyes. Now woman, get away from me.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. And I'm Dan Marcus with another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, roughly half an hour from now at 9:45-ish. And usually I give a little history behind the artist or the song or both. And this time I'm going to let Richard Dreyfuss, the actor, do some of the history lesson on this upcoming Nugget. It's a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, 9:45-ish on WRJN.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf, where golf season never ends.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
When the sun is down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Baby,
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking above.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk.
Boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart wrote a lot of hits for the Monkees. They wrote this one for themselves.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend would never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Ah, ah, ah. We were so close, but we should have been closer, and it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her, 'cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for a spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Ah, ah, oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
We'll be right back.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The Association's Wendy, you will hear that song in concert from the Association themselves. They are in concert along with Peter Noon Herman of Herman's Hermits, February 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. And yes, WRJN has free tickets that you can win. Keep listening for how. Those details coming very, very soon on WRJN. Let's get you up to speed now on what's going on around the world and up your street from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Officially, it's a cold weather advisory. That's the new naming convention from the National Weather Service indicating that it's really cold. Wind chills could hit 30 below, causing a quick impact to anyone outside for an extended period of time. Warming centers are running in the area, with some government buildings originally planned to be closed today due to the MLK holiday open to help. To find a warming center near you, call 211. The city of Racine has already decided DPW crews won't go out tomorrow to get garbage, so collection is set back a day. The dangerously cold temperatures are expected to last through Wednesday, the latest coming up in the forecast. Of the seven counties in the region, Racine was the only one that saw a decline in December year-to-year home sales. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors show an overall 12% increase in home sales from December of 2023, with Kenosha seeing an 8% increase. Racine's decline was at 3.5%. The realtors say it's tough to get a home now due to several factors, including higher interest rates, fewer people willing to sell, and not enough new homes being built. And the Racine Zoo is still grieving the loss of Jabari. He's the Maasai giraffe who passed away Thursday following a fall in his enclosure. Emergency teams worked to help Jabari stand, but their efforts were unsuccessful and he was pronounced dead later that evening. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be partly cloudy today, our high right around 6 above, but that wind chill will be pushing minus 15 to minus 25 here for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, some flurries down to 9 below with a wind chill to minus 30. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 3 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is 0.
Serves 100 ships a day, lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say brandy, you're a fine girl.
a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say. She hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Brandy, you're a fine drink, a girl. From the Looking Glass, WRJN.
Time.
Look.
and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN songs with a little bit of energy to them. And I'm pretty sure you'll agree with that. Hey, hey, it appears so, yeah.
Like jump up!
Mitch Ryder, WRJN.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got breakfast on a finger, now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. Lord, have mercy. Number five, got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real bum singer, and I like them like that. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. Hey, I say now, devil with a blue dress on. Yeah, the devil with the blue dress.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Let's open up the vault door, shall we? For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while and deserves to make a comeback. This time, a song that was featured prominently, sorta, in the 1995 movie Mr. Holland's Opus, starring Richard Dreyfuss. Starts in 1965, and it's a high school music teacher, and he's teaching music appreciation to a bunch of students that don't really appreciate the kind of music he wants to teach them. And so he starts quizzing the students. Mr. Sullivan is on the spot first.
Mr. Sullivan, yeah. What kind of music do you like to listen to?
Don't be afraid.
Rock and roll.
What about you?
Rock and roll.
You? Classical. Brown noser. Does anybody here like Johann Sebastian Bach? Other than you? I'll bet all of you, whether you know it or not, already like Johann Sebastian Bach. What's this called?
Lover's Concerto.
A Lover's Concerto.
Who wrote it?
The Toys.
The Toys.
Wrong. That was Minuet in G, and it was written by Johann Sebastian Bach. And he wrote it in 1725.
Okay, maybe he wrote it in 1725, but it was the Toys that had the hit with it in 1965. It's today's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget from the autumn of 1965 on WRJN. And Minuet in G by Bach, rewritten and renamed and rethunk with a very unique arrangement by the Toys, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget from 1965. Another nugget coming up this afternoon at 1:45-ish, and this one that dealt with a very sticky subject for 1967. No, not the draft, not the war in Vietnam. Not even the moral majority, the silent majority. No, it talked about, we'll get into that at 1:45 this afternoon on WRJN. WRJN.
Strolling along country roads with my baby. It starts to rain. Feel a shiver run up my spine.
Dress in a church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, along with Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Another episode at 12:05.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing? Trap.
WRJN.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn at the U.S. Capitol. President-elect Donald Trump's Inauguration Day has officially begun. The Trumps attended a service at St. John's Church. Trump wearing a dark suit and overcoat, Melania in a dark suit as well, and wide-brimmed hat. Now it's time for tea at the White House with the Bidens. Then it's off to the Capitol Rotunda for the swearing-in ceremony. People from all over the country came to the nation's capital to witness this piece of history. This woman brought her two kids from Muncie, Indiana.
This is a once-a-lifetime experience. They're never going to see this again.